Hello.
I've kissed you, Mr. President.
Mr. President?
You in Washington?
Yes, I'm in Washington.
Oh, yes, they told me it's hotter than hell down there. It's even warm in Camp David today.
It is hot. I was at the swimming pool of Henry Branton, so I was cooling off.
Was it all right sitting outside? I would think it would be pretty warm.
No, it was.
Not too bad, huh?
It was not as bad as it.
Yeah.
It is very hot.
Around a pool, that's right. Yeah. I thought, just going one thing, I thought that statement by McGovern about cutting off aid to Greece is really an opener as far as we're concerned. That's just almost so totally irresponsible as to be frightening, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, it destroys. You cut off Turkey.
Says he wants to keep our forces in the middle, in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
It's the only base.
Where are they going to stay? Where are they going to stop?
The only place from which we can mount operations.
That's right. Connolly made that point on his program today. He hit it hard. Said it would cut off Turkey. It would cut off. He cut off the Mideast, cut off Israel.
He said
there was no way. He said you could. He said unless you've got to Greece, and of course, leaving out the fact that it just destroys the southern hinge of NATO and opens a big gap through which anybody could walk right down into the Mideast.
Doctrine,
yeah. But isn't that something? That's the line.
Yeah.
That's the line. But we'll add up a few of these things. It's going to be hard for them to get off of some of these because he moves off and on of them like. He was on some program, I didn't see it today, in which he was sort of dancing around on Thailand, and they said, well, you said you want to, he said, we, what about keeping troops in Thailand? And he said, in view of the fact that it also has been charged with being a corrupt and dictatorship, in which he agreed it was. Well, first part, the questioner didn't follow up and say, well, what about our treaty commitments, you know? Do you think we should get out? And he says, no, we should withdraw all of our troops, but he says, the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong haven't asked us to get out of Thailand. Now, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Good God Almighty! Are we going to make our policy based on what the North Vietnamese?
Well, in effect, his policy is to accept what they demand.
Absolutely.
And that's what we should say. He doesn't have a Vietnam policy. His policy is accepting what they demand.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but the Greek thing, I thought, in view of what we have, of course, it's. Let me say, he'll have. The bureaucracy at state will be for him almost 100% on that.
Oh, yeah.
Not at the top, because Bill is having stopped there now knows how damned important it is.
Well, I think the intelligence bureaucracy isn't, but the...
He
will get increasing support out of them.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Sure, because they're bug otters too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're above all...
Well, they want to get their old man in. Or somebody that will let them run the show. That's what it really gets
down
to.
But what I found interesting, I talked to Henry Branton
right.
at the convention, and, his, mm-hmm. and he and his wife was basically very pro, and he isn't, but his wife is the Democrat.
Sure, I know.
Are appalled by McGovern.
They are now?
Yeah.
They haven't done
and they talked to you. I don't know whether you know who Adam Walensky is.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Well, but they said...
I don't know him, but I know of him.
Well, he was on the left wing of Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, I know.
And he feels that they're too radical.
Really?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
So, the
Brandons aren't taken in by his attempts to shift now and so forth.
No.
That's the thing. Well, really, when you come down to it, you consider the Greek thing and of course the Thailand thing and so forth. If you look at it in terms of a policy, and you add that to that the defense cut, the United States simply would be not have a foreign policy except defend itself. We would have no friends in the world.
In a world on which we are becoming increasingly economically dependent.
That's right, and we would thereby have a tremendous jolt to our economy. And it's going to be one of those, where are you going to get your raw materials?
And then
where are you going to get your oil? Where are you going to get other things in the world?
And we'd eventually have to rearm at a level far beyond this or collapse.
That's right. Well, that was an interesting point, I thought.
I think it's fascinating. There isn't much foreign policy news. We're going to announce the Japan visit.
That's on now. It's all. I mean, it's arranged.
At 9:30 tonight. That fits best into their time.
Good.
And we don't really care. much.
No. Whenever they want, because it's just one of those things that we'll do at the proper time. It's the 31st now, is it?
31st of August in Hawaii.
Good.
You haven't set the place yet.
Yeah, 2 days. My inclination is that it should be on, you know, in Oahu, Honolulu, rather than off, because I think we've got to have two hotels. We can't be in the same hotel.
I think that's good, Mr. President.
So we've got to go back and forth. You know, there's always got to be that little business, and otherwise,
that's right.
It just isn't going to work out another place. It'll look,
exactly.
And also, it will look too as if we didn't want him there. That's the other thing.
And it doesn't get you the right coverage, and it looks like sneaking around.
That's right. And he'll be well received when you figure that about 35% of all the people in Hawaii are Japanese background.
Oh, he'll get a good I think.
And the Pearl Harbor's 30 years ago.
Generation.
Yeah, well, this fellow was, he's 50. He wasn't very old then.
So,
yeah, at most.
So,
yeah.
So that's, he's not, and I think that's going to be an important meeting. I thought, Mr. President, that we might consider sending one of my staff members, Holdridge, over before your trip to tell him, first of all, that you want a direct channel to him.
Sure, that's a good idea.
And to just find out what he wants to discuss, because if you do it through channels, these guys leak so much.
Yeah, we have no problem with the ambassador, but we give that, there again, he doesn't know that kind of a game yet. Of course, there has to be a direct channel.
The ambassador, he can come in on the meeting.
Yeah, but we have to have a direct channel, not sending it as it'll leak all over the place. One thing that is, of course, important, too, as I told Eberle, that I wanted them, if they do, are able to make an arrangement on this, you know, this trade pact or whatever it is. I mean,
that's a $1 billion deal.
If it does work out, which I hope it does, that should be held for the meeting, so we've got something positive to come out of the meeting rather than just getting to know you, you see.
Good.
And I just hope that it isn't yacked around about too much in state and so forth, and that no memoranda are written. Well, it'll be hard.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.
But you can around the bureaucracy already.
Oh, sure. That's
one
right.
Other thing, Mr. President, that...
You haven't heard from the Italians yet, have you?
Yes, we have, and
yeah.
He can't do it on either day.
Oh, well, that's all right. In other words, he can't come at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we could conceivably have the President of Italy come if you wanted that.
Well, what do you think of that? Might be a good idea. Well, why don't we examine into that, just to show that we're not ignoring the Italians.
I mean, he wrote you a very warm and profuse letter.
Yeah.
And he has very good reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a...
Well, why don't you explore having the President of Italy, but having it in the September period.
Right.
And see if he'd like to come on a state visit.
Right.
And in this September, around, say, the 15th of September, how would that be?
That'd be excellent.
Yeah. Because, after all, then you can put it on a little... I mean, it's more protocol-wise, but also he's a... good friend of the United States, and having him would show attention to the Italians, which we've been unable to display up to this point.
Right.
Okay, you're fine.
The other thing, Mr. President, that concerns me a little, it says the North Vietnamese are now putting all their divisions in Military Region 1 on the flank of this unit that's fighting
North. That's the thing we've been raising questions about. I know.
I asked about it yesterday. I think we ought to consider having them pulled back, because we don't need Quang Tri.
No, what we don't need is a defeat. That's
we don't need is a defeat. There is no way the North Vietnamese can defeat them if they go back to prepared position.
That's right.
While if they are fighting north while they're hit from the west, then they could create some disarray.
That's correct.
So, with your permission, if you don't think that if we withdraw before we are hit, it will look like a strategic move. It will completely upset the planning of the North Vietnamese.
Right. Right.
And the military will never do it unless we suggest it.
Yeah. Yeah. What does Haig think? Have you talked to him about
it? Yes, he agrees.
Yeah. He says we should, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then...
Above all, Mr. President, we don't need Quang Tri, but what we cannot handle is a defeat.
That's right. I think that has to be put to them very directly. We can't have... Well, we can't handle what would appear to be a defeat, even though it isn't going to be that bad. But it'll be blown up like hell over here that they've...
Mr. President, I am certain that if these guys are forced to attack prepared positions, they'll never make it.
Right.
But if they can hit in an unexpected direction, they might just panic one of these divisions.
Right. So
I'm having breakfast with Laird on other matters tomorrow, and I thought I might just review this with him.
Yeah, well, more too, or no?
And I'll see more tomorrow, too.
Yeah. And I think they withdraw from Quang Tri City. Of course, that's all right. That's all right. That's better.
They withdraw a little bit so that they can form the line like what they had when the offensive started.
Mm-hmm.
And it will look like a strategic withdrawal because there hasn't been an attack on them yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, what worries me is that they're meeting no opposition north of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that apparently all the units are on the other side.
Which would be exactly what they ought to do. The other side would do in order to...
That's right. If they want to attack towards the west, I'd be for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm worried about their keeping extending their flank on which the enemy is massing. That's what the Germans did at Stalingrad.
Sure. Well, that's what the Allies did at the Battle of the Bulge, too.
Exactly.
I mean, the Germans went ahead and they cut in behind them.
That's right.
And it's a classic military maneuver. Everybody knows that.
That's right.
And, my time's a-wasting. I'm not sure you ought to wait till the morning.
Well, I've already cabled Wyon with these thoughts. His reaction.
Yeah, all right.
But we haven't ordered anything yet.
Well, there's nothing more important than not to have... First, it's important to our negotiations, and it's important to the reaction of Americans here. They can get damn discouraged with this war.
That's right.
If the press out there, which they will inevitably try to do, builds up something into a big damn defeat.
That's right.
That sort of thing. Now, I assume, of course, that Haig says we're still pounding the hell out of them with the air power and so forth. So they must be...
I mean, we're not in any trouble there at all at this moment.
They must be taking enormous casualties, Henry. Good God, there's no way they can avoid it. But I think the withdrawal... I called Haig about it last night. I mean, and I said, how about this? And he said, well, that as of the present time, the attacks have been greatly exaggerated by the press.
But that is absolutely true.
On the other hand, I mean, I said, by gosh, watch it, because we just, as I just used the term, we can take a retreat, we can't take a defeat. That's the point.
Exactly.
A retreat is no problem. I mean, particularly if it's, you don't do it in any big way. You may leave some forces there, leave a thin line in there, and then go on in and get down there where they're coming in and turn on them.
Exactly.
Well, I would think that, as far as that's concerned, Henry, that damn it, that's what Wyatt and Boat, they're all bright guys. Why the hell don't they think of this?
Well, because they want to stick somebody else with its responsibility.
Oh, like who? Like us?
Like us, yeah.
Well, for Christ's sakes, we didn't tell them to take Quang Tri.
Yeah.
Huh?
Certainly not.
No, that's not our... I mean, that's Jew's idea, of course. He wants to regain it. But in terms of the negotiating position, I think that's what we say. We don't want to get into the military thing. In terms of negotiating position, the important thing is not to have a significant enemy success at this point.
Exactly.
They cannot have a... Just put it squarely on that.
Exactly.
In fact, you ought to wire Wyatt to that effect that we've discussed it. And let's get it moving a little faster than waiting, by the time the molasses gets through the bureaucracy, it'll be...
The President, if he feels confident that he can hold it, then they're better off staying in Quang Tri. And he has a better feel for the situation.
Yeah, I agree, yes. So, but let's just let him know what... In fact, you're going to put the monkey on his back, so he will really consider this thing, huh?
Well, I put the monkey on his back in this sense. He now knows that if he wants to withdraw, we will back him.
That's right, all the way.
So, I have, in effect, assumed responsibility for us.
That's right.
On the big decision. So now he can look at it. If he feels he wants to stay...
Yeah.
Then he can do it on the assumption that he feels quite confident.
Correct. Well, when you come down to it, on Lamson, we took the heat with the withdrawal and the like, but we took the responsibility. Yep. I must say, there they did exactly what they're doing here. Remember, they outran themselves. They were going in what was that damn town they were trying to take?
Chipone,
you remember?
Yeah.
And they threw everything in there, and that was a stupid thing to do, wasn't it?
That's right. They should have stayed where they were and bled the others.
Bled them, but they didn't. But we're a lot better off now than we were then.
Well, we didn't have 195 B-52s.
We didn't have the 52s, and we weren't concentrating them either. We were hell, at the time of Lamson, we were fighting all over the place. We were fighting in Laos.
That was bad.
We were fighting in Cambodia. Huh?
That was our big mistake.
Yeah.
when we did land, we sort of poured forces in there.
That's right. But there we were just piddling it all away, you know. We just didn't give it to them. Well, now they are, there's no question about why it is putting it in where it matters and not going just for the milk run strategy.
No,
isn't that correct?
I'm checking.
You're checking the, because I'm not going to look at these, you know, I don't count the sorties every day, but I'm counting on you and Haig have got to do that.
Haig and I are.
And if it ever changes, I want to know.
I get a briefing every morning on every, all these things.
That's great. And then August 1st is your next meeting, and that's pretty soon.
That's right, next Tuesday. A week from this Tuesday.
This is the 24th, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, we can, I have a feeling that it may not be as bad as it, well, it isn't that bad, but I mean, Wyatt may come back and say, look, we can do it. If he does, fine.
Well, if he does, then we should let him have, we shouldn't
force it. That's right. We're not trying to make the battlefield, and we are saying, though, that based on negotiations, the effect of negotiations, that we do not want to defeat at this point, and the effect on the American support, and that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Retreat's okay. Defeat, avoid, which we can, good God. The defense can always avoid a boy to defeat, Henry.
They have never won a victory against a prepared position in this offensive, and they can't do it up there.
You don't think so, huh?
No. Not against a prepared position.
I would think it's an what's the weather factor up there? Is that going to become
September 15th, it will close down.
Yeah. So they'll have a hell of a time putting on a major offensive after September 15th, won't they?
That's right. Certainly after October 3rd.
Yeah. That's good. And
you in the rest of the country after October 3rd, but it won't dry out until November.
They'll have one hell of a time, and then in the month of October, in other words.
That's right.
Well, and also they're going to have a hell of a time for another reason. They're shooting their wad now. You remember Thompson said that, made a very perceptive remark when it first began. He just said that the enemy had launched its offensive too late for military purposes and too early
for
the political purposes. Huh?
That's right.
And it may be that that's true. That's too late for military purposes, but it's too early for the election.
That's right. I think that's right.
But thank God they did. Isn't that true? They did, but I think they launched it for a very different reason. They were launching it to affect that Soviet summit.
Well, and to get us to panic into a settlement.
Right. I suppose both things. Right. Well, okay. Follow up and let me know tomorrow, will you?
Absolutely.
All right. Get a little